I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen Just Go With It?
Thought you were being nice. You flew us out here to the beach. We're all sipping drinks. Me and you have mojitos, and Josh has a tall glass of iced milk. Oh no! I hear them. The drums of Sandler approaching.
The gobs of goobity.
Doom 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 doom. Oh wow! Just go with it. That's like what you say every time your movie gets pulled.
That's just my motto on what I say every morning when I wake up.
Ooh. I've never seen this. Josh, you said you've never seen this?
Of course not. I've seen three movies on this list, and they all start with Hotel and end with Transylvania. Oh, and Click. You've seen Click.
Hotel, Click, Transylvania.
Yeah. If you want to bring a guest on to rewatch Click, we can do that. And no, we've seen all of them.
I saw Click twice at the Dollar Theater when it was kind of fresh.
Why?
I saw it once by myself, and then my roommates were like, hey, we're going to the Dollar Theater, and they didn't really say what was...
Oh, jet traps.
And I was like, sure, I'll go, and they're like, haha, we're here, we're seeing Click, and that was the last time I went without asking. Justin, what was your experience with Click before we get into this one?
With Click...
Saw it with me.
Definitely saw it, yeah. I think we saw it in theaters.
We did. Oh, wow. We all saw Click in theaters.
Josh and I together.
Yeah.
That's why we're not doing it tonight on the show.
That is indeed why we are not doing it tonight on the show.
I mean, we're a couple movies past Click, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we're at least one.
Quite a few past Click.
This one sounds better than the last one.
What year is this?
2011?
Yeah.
Ooh, right off the bat.
Yeah.
Josh knew it. He's ready.
Quizmaster Josh. You ask a question, I have to answer.
If you know it. I think we talked about it last week. We're getting into the early 2010s. What we do here on the show is the people who haven't seen the movie have to give a brief rundown, a description, an elevator pitch of what they think the movie's going to be about.
So pitch me a movie.
Josh, I'll let you go first.
Sure.
Just go with it. Based Sounds kind of persuasive, almost a little manipulative from
this
the
is
Sandman.
A Sandler movie. Yeah. I think this is going to be Jackass, but with Adam Sandler. It's like a dare movie.
Ooh.
Right? Like Sandler and his buds are
like a
going around like daring each other. No, I just mean like, you know, they just dare each other to do dumb shit.
Okay.
Like that's the movie.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's called Just Go, because that's the thing they say.
Is he dad still, or is this a continuation from last week's Grown Ups?
No, it's not in the Grown Ups verse. Grown Ups 2 is in the Grown Ups verse.
I mean, they're all kind of interconnected, right? Especially the Sandler verse movies.
Definitely. They have a connecting cast of crew.
Sure.
And plot most of the time, unless this is one of his secret serious Sandlers.
No way this is a serious movie. It's fucking called Just Go With It. You pitch a serious.
I know your family died in a plane crash. Just go with it. Could be another rain over me.
That's clearly a serious movie. I'm trying to think of a serious pitch for a movie called Just Go With It now. Maybe, yeah, maybe it's like Sandler went through a bad situation and his relative or friend, or like that's the thing he says to like get Sandler over it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
What's the serious situation he'd be trying to get
through? I don't know. A fucking family member dies or something.
We can't just do the same
His grandma thing. Dies. It's Sandler.
Oh, no. His both grandma his, finally dies?
Both of his grandmas die.
Both die at once.
Yeah.
And they have a double funeral for him, that which would is be kind of silly.
That would be very Sandler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in a serious way.
Yeah.
Like the funeral in Grown Ups.
They do like a scene where they like separate them like they're at a wedding. But, like, for which grandma?
Oh, yes, which born. Side
yeah.
are you on?
Yeah, yeah. You gotta give a pitch, Austin. What do you think? Just go with it.
Just go with it. I know too much about this one.
Oh, darn. That's why I went
I thought time. It was one of the first Netflix ones mm-hmm. because of who's in it with him.
Unfortunately.
And, yeah, unfortunately, we could have skipped it were that the case.
So this, what do you think you know about this movie? It's too much.
I think I'm getting it confused with another one now. You'll spoil it
if you say too much.
Exactly. So I don't want to get into that one too much. Just go with it. I think Adam Sandler is once again trying...
The main character.
Oh, of course. Oh, is he the main character in a movie?
He's not always the main character.
What have we seen him in where he's not the main character?
He was the main character in Wedding Singer. He was like a side character. It's like a second mayor. Character.
In The Wedding Singer?
Was he the main
It was yeah. named after him. He's the wedding singer.
Oh, yeah,
singer.
No, that's right. Never mind. Fine.
Mixed Nuts.
Mixed Nuts, sure.
That was a special holiday movie. Yeah, I'll give you that. He's definitely a side character.
But so he was on the poster.
Yeah. He was.
What do you think's going to happen? What's he going to do?
I know one of our friends is going to be in this. Not our friends, but the
not Nick.
Friends.
Like a Sandlot.
Not Nick, but... Jennifer Aniston from Friends.
This oh, that
when
kind of
they
friend.
Team up for the first time, and she becomes his new Drew Barrymore for a little bit.
She's not a member of the Sandlot yet. I think this is their first one.
That's what I said. I think this is where they team up for the first time. This is a Hawaii one.
It is.
I hate to say it. This is another 50 First Dates.
And he loves to go to Hawaii.
No shit. Everybody loves to go to Hawaii. Oh, I had a terrible time in Hawaii.
quite a few of his movies are filmed.
This is one
in
of the
Hawaii.
Vacation movies.
Especially
Josh.
Him and Jennifer yeah. Aniston.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where they go every time.
And just bang.
Him
a ton.
And some. I mean. Maybe.
I mean, their last movie, they went to a lake house, so, like,
yeah.
to Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's a vacation.
You take Salma Hayek to the lake house, Jennifer Aniston to the beach,
you
Drew Barrymore.
To the beach. He's not an original man. You don't have to think of a new one every time.
Maybe
it's
about
Sandler.
Maybe it's about surfing if it's in Hawaii.
If it's just go
He's
going
to learn how to surf.
He's once again trying to convince her to be with him. And she is very...
Oh, you hesitant. Think that's what it is? It's a movie where he's just like, just go with it, date me.
I'm the only one
Sandler.
Here.
Yeah.
Stranded on a beach.
Okay, that would be great. Closed
they,
island
They
movie.
Crashed on a plane or a
It's like
cruise
Castaway,
ship.
But with Sandler.
Yup. And she's his
yeah.
fucking volleyball. And that's... It's a comedy Castaway.
Okay, that sounds God. Kind of funny.
I have a gabba-de-goobity cavity, Jennifer Aniston. Can you knock it out of my mouth with a ice skate? She's like, yes, I guess I'll do that. I made you wear a rash skirt. Thank you, Sandler.
Were both of those references to Castaway?
Well, he never made a grass skirt in Castaway, but Adam Sandler would for Jennifer Aniston mm-hmm. and make her wear it in
yeah.
his movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you there's going to be a grass skirt in this movie. But don't you remember he had to knock out his own molar with an ice skate? Because an ice skate
Castaway,
was one of the
yeah.
packages in Castaway.
Okay.
Have you I remember that.
Seen
Castaway?
Have you not seen Castaway?
I've seen it.
Josh
okay.
has seen Castaway.
I've seen it multiple times.
Whoa! Did yeah. you mean to?
No.
Okay.
It was one of those, like, I saw it myself and then other people happened to be watching it and I was
This worried. Is his surprise, like, go-to Christmas break movie is no. Castaway and he's like, every year, motherfucker, can't pull me away from it.
No.
I dress up like him, grow a beard.
No, he does Wilson.
Oh, I'm...
I get on a cruise, and I jump off the ship halfway. I wait to be rescued.
I like the idea of him being Wilson, where he would just have a bloody handprint on his face.
Yeah.
And
just ball-shaped, yeah. watching the movie.
Face, paint your face white.
White and red.
White with a red with bloody red handprint,
yeah. Yeah.
Come back to me, Tom Hanks. Because we don't know the voice of Wilson, it could be anything.
Right.
That's the movie we need. The backstory of Wilson.
Castaway 2, Wilson Returns.
It could be Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Ooh, it really could.
I want to see Adam Sandler's Castaway.
I don't.
It's a serious movie. He's good at serious.
No, I disagree. I haven't seen a serious one I liked him in.
You don't think Sandler could drive a movie by himself?
I've seen enough evidence to comfortably say no. Yeah, I like that question, though. You're sitting here questioning this as we're about to start one. You just haven't...
Just Sandler.
It's
like the opposite of Polar Express. There's just Sandler.
I don't want multiple Sandlers. If it was just Sandler.
Just like Sandler.
Sandler that locked in a bank vault, if that was Uncut Gems. Yeah, or on an island
or whatever, yeah.
And no Spoilers. Cutaways.
Yeah.
If that was like...
One shot.
Dialogue, crying, rolling around on the ground, trying to eat the money, having fun with the ink pack, making it explode. Like, yeah, I'd watch it. I'd have to.
You're gonna have to watch it anyway. Yeah,
but I'd be gladder to watch it. Less hesitant if you told me Uncut Gems was like a closed room solo show movie. I know it isn't, because I've seen a trailer. But, yeah, not excited for tonight. Not excited for any of Sandler's Here and Out.
No, Hotel Transylvania is good.
I've seen the first one.
The 2 and 3 and 4 are good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not...
Uncut Gems is
maybe
good.
Maybe that space one's real good.
Maybe the space one's real good. That being said, let's hop on a plane and just go with it, guys.
Yeah, I guess...
Oh, no, I...
You've been waiting a long time to just be like, just go with it, guys.
Just go with it.
This movie.
They sat me next to a baby, but it's a baby with Adam Sandler's head CGI'd onto it, and he's crying the whole flight. And then there's a old lady eating hot fish on a... But it's Adam Sandler, CGI head on her. Everyone's Sandler on this flight. I'm in hell.
I feel like I've seen more of those videos of, like... It's a rave, but everybody's Gordon Ramsay.
Is that, like, an AI thing? Mm,
I think so.
Oh, ew. Okay. Yeah. I mean... Eventually people...
Sorry, I didn't mean to make your joke into an AI reference.
Eventually people are going to run out of things easily to Google and be like, what if everyone at this rave had the same face and it was a famous person? Like, okay. Like, I don't know. You can take that from artists. We don't want that. Get the stupid shit and just get that out of the way. That's fine. Ain't nobody out there making a video project of just like, oh, Gordon Ramsay at the rave, and then sees that, and they're like, ah, they beat me to it.
Yeah, man.
I could have been a millionaire, but now it's just a TikTok 15-second bullshit. So I don't...
Hey, TikTok's getting banned. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, sure. Whatever new monster takes its place. Vertical video monster.
Oh. That's why you hate it more than anything.
The vertical video?
Uh-huh.
Sure, I'll give you that. More than any other reason. There are a lot of reasons, but that's the top one. Vertical video and short video format. And,
yeah, the fact that it's basically made to give people ADHD.
Yeah, that too. Not unlike the movie we're about to watch tonight. So, just go with it. Here on Have You Seen It. Walks into the room. She's got the sweetest personality, and I don't know what to do. She's got me feeling high, so high. She's got me in a trance. She's got me in the state of romance, yes. And I never felt this good. Watch the way she moves when she grooves on the dance floor. Makes a man want so much more. Watch the way she moves when she grooves on the dance floor. In her eye makes a man want so much more. And we're back from the beach. I got a little bit of a Sandler burn. Sand burn, if you will.
A sand.
Forgot to put my sand tan lotion on before we went out.
Sandscreen.
Oh, there you go. We need. Oh God, I need some sandscreen. it's like a one-use application from a JRPG, and I can avoid a movie with it if I spread it over myself.
I wish I had known that before this movie.
Oh, what are you saying, Josh?
It's not very good. Yeah? This is the first I think, where all of us were just questioning it nonstop.
Nonstop.
Like, the contrivances are too contrivance.
I hate this movie.
It could have been fine. And if the lying made more sense?
It could have been fine sure. If it was a French film. I'll put that out there right now. I think they could have done wonderfully with it. Or a book. I guess it was based off of a novel?
Something.
Cactus Flower or something.
Maybe like that. That's a short form, like, romance novel or something? I don't know. But wowee, Sandler is out of his depth.
What if characters lied for 2 hours straight and none lies?
This is his character in so many movies, though.
But he was bad at it.
Where he's just a liar.
Yeah, this is like the peak of it, right?
Yeah.
Because he's been building up to this. Ooh, this fills out our bingo card pretty quick, by the way.
Maybe, we'll check.
You'll have to check, yeah. But he starts off in a flashback, and he's a kid. And it kind of doesn't look like him, because he's got a real big schnoz. It's his real nose, though, just in the character in the scene.
I know.
Because later, he becomes a plastic surgeon.
And it kind of implies that he performed his own surgery to fix his nose.
He's that good.
He just took, like, some goofy gas and did it in the mirror one day. Don't do that. I bet he got a discount because he's in the biz.
Sure.
When you're in the biz, you gotta look the part.
He's gotta save all his money because he's fucking rich.
He is fantastically rich. That's one of our bingo card spots.
Probably.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to judge. He's definitely not as rich as he was in, like, Mr. Deeds, where the whole movie was like. Sure. Look at how much money this guy
has. But he paid for a flight to Hawaii for, like, six people and
No, he's rich.
The presidential suites
for, like, 5 days?
Yeah. He's phenomenally wealthy.
Bought her all those clothes and
okay, purse. So he's a cosmetic surgeon in L.A., and Jennifer Aniston, plain Jane, ugly-looking.
Glasses-wearing.
Flat hair, stinky hair, having Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my god.
Is his assistant. They have good banter right away.
They have good banter the whole movie.
Yeah. But right away we can tell that there's going to be like some romance or something between them. I did not call what this movie was about until about a third of the way through it. Because it starts. And Sandler's a successful surgeon who makes fun of his patients in front of other patients and, like...
In front of them!
Has, like, overtly sexual dialogue with his receptionist in front of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a safe, healthy workplace at all.
That scene with the girl who wanted to get, like, her eyebrow fixed or whatever was insane.
Rachel Drash from SNL. Yeah. It was a CG eyebrow. I've never seen that before. They moved it down and it like boinged back up and everyone was laughing about it, including her, the character. Because it's one of those things Sandler does. He writes something, puts it in a movie, and then makes fun of it and then comments on how funny the thing he put in the movie and made fun of was.
That's a joke, Austin.
That was the entire fucking movie. I've never seen it done so many times where he stops the movie dead and is like, no, you see, that's funny because of this reason and this reason and this reason. And you know what that added up to was a 2-hour movie that I didn't need.
They just kept, like, making the lies get deeper.
So the lies.
This character, every character's
in that. Where do the lies start?
They start when Sandler meets a girl at a party.
Wrong.
Is it not?
The lies start when he's young. And he almost gets married to a
girl who is cheating on him.
So he keeps the wedding ring.
Because he finds out that that's like a superpower to get girls to sleep with him. I called
it in the beginning. It's about manipulation and gaslighting, which all his movies kind of are.
Yep.
But it's kind of a 50 first dates thing, where he uses this ring to just pick up a new woman each week. That's when the lies start.
Yes, got it.
But the big lies, you're right, they start when he...
This is when you got confused that is the movie because you were like, oh, the main love story in this is Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
But then they introduce Palmer, and you're like, why are they introducing this girl as the love interest when it's going to be Jennifer Aniston?
Are we going to have two extremely attractive women with a bit of an age gap fight over Sandler in this movie?
No, yes. Three. No. Oh,
three?
Not fighting over Sandler, though.
Oh, you what?
The hula lady.
Oh,
Nicole Kidman is in this movie,
but no, she's not into Sandler, thankfully.
Yeah.
He probably tried to write it in there.
And she's like, I'm more powerful than you. She pulled like a Galadriel on him. I know your influence is strong, but you're like a fucking Frodo to me. Now go back to your movie. And, like, things went back to normal.
Oh, he did make a Lord of the Rings joke, because he called his ring my precious.
Of course, his scam ring.
Yeah.
Because women, they're taken by surprise by this scam. He'll be at the bar, and women will see the ring and be like, oh, you're not here to flirt with me. And he'll be like, cha-ching, now I can start flirting with them. And that's it?
That's it. That's the whole thing.
It works.
Then he meets someone he really likes. Or so he thinks.
But he has the ring still. Josh,
you pointed out something really good. Where did these blankets come from?
That they fucked on?
They have beach sex.
They walk out.
Of a party.
And admit that they like each other, you've known each other for 5 seconds. And then it cuts, and they wake up and having probably have had sex.
The pants are
And they're
off,
on, yeah. like, four blankets, and it's like other blankets off to the side. Their clothes on them?
Yeah.
And it's his bag?
This is close to his house, so what maybe he ran back.
They go back to the thing?
He's like, you wait here, I'll get the fuck blankets.
You don't stand worry. Out here in the cold.
I have several fuck blankets stashed on my property.
I have different fuck stashes throughout the island.
He goes over to the Baywatch lifeguard hut.
Ooh, call back to Baywatch. Yeah, the hut. It's don't worry, this isn't a real Baywatch lifeguard hut. I made it on my property. It's never saved a person in its life. It's just full of blankets.
And condoms.
Oh.
Saves the
oh,
sex
Oh, God.
Life.
No, he doesn't use
the
condoms.
The Sandman? That's why he likes to have sex on the beach.
Yeah, he does He's not use condoms.
Oh, wow. So, they fall in love instantly.
But he is the Sandman. There are just a lot of beach movies. I just realized that.
Whoa. Next, he'll be in a desert or something.
And we only had that once with the... It's a basketball movie.
Oh, out in the desert in the prison, The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Wait, no. That was football. That was football. What basketball?
Was there football?
He does like basketball.
There was basketball in The Longest Yard.
Right. That was
a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's the closest we've got to Sandler basketball, though. So.
So he realizes this girl's hot.
I feel like they played it a lot in
He realizes
Big Daddy.
This girl's hot. Sure. But. And they instantly fall for each other. She falls for him and is just like, I'm going to be with you forever. And
he's like, weird.
Damn, you're hot.
Yeah.
And so the whole movie, she's trying to find out more about him. And in a very intrusive way, we don't know anything about her.
I think it was, you think she's just like scamming
him? She was playing him because he's a rich doctor. Yeah. She goes through his pants right away. And that's
he tells her to.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, he gives his business card.
Oh, you're right.
So she can call him.
So I was just bringing that up because she finds the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Because earlier that night he had taken it off and put it in his pocket. And he's not just like, no, that's just a ring.
This is where the bad lies start.
She's like, is this a wedding ring? And he could be like,
yes. No one's going to believe that that's not a wedding ring.
Because it's a golden band?
Yeah, a gold band. And it's the only ring he has.
Sure. He literally could have just said, it's my ex's.
And I still carry it around?
Yeah.
Not...
I'm a widow.
It's going to be my ex's because I am
start another
getting
lie,
divorced.
Justin. No, I have to make a tombstone and take her to the graveyard, and it has to look like it's been there for a while.
What?
So we have to desecrate a grave that's been there exactly 6 years.
Sandler could have told the truth at any moment.
Any moment.
And the movie would stop immediately.
I feel like she would have been okay with anything he said.
Yeah, because she wants to marry him after like a week.
Yeah. But she's pissed that he's married, if that's the case. He's not, but he claims he is to everyone. So she runs off, he doesn't see her again, and he's like, oh no, chance of a lifetime. This super hot woman, who's like 20 years younger than me.
Did she mention, she taught at a school?
She did say that she was a teacher, but...
Doesn't...
He went to every school.
Oh no. Because he does. He goes to her place of work when there are while she's children working. Around. And is like, hey, I know we fucked and you think I'm married, but I'm not. The fucking was okay. The fucking was okay, children.
No, I am married, but I'm not going to be for long.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying I'm not married, he says something more complicated for no reason.
Uh-huh. And
he's that time to think it through, too. It's not still on the beach and he's like panicking.
Yeah.
It's like the next day.
He's like, I'm going to dig myself in deeper with this lie. Uh-huh. I'm going to convince her that I am married, but it's almost over.
And then instead of saying, nope, I lied, I'm going to convince my secretary to be my wife.
And instead of being like, I don't want to be with you because I don't trust you, or, okay, we can go on a date, she pulls out a wild card and is like, let's go on our first date. But I want your ex-wife to be there, too.
Did she ever say why?
She didn't believe that his story. Like,
she thought he was still married.
She thought he was still married and that he was saying that they were going to get divorced when they won't. Like, he was just having an affair.
Which leads me to believe, since she's such a trusting, naive person, this has happened multiple times to her. Where she's been like, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend. I trust that you're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
How many times has that happened to where she needs to meet the ex?
This is the first time.
Three.
Okay. You think this is the first time she's ever been with a married man?
This is a new one for her. Where she wants to meet the ex.
No, how many times has it happened before where she's like, never again I'm meeting the ex to make sure they're actually getting divorced?
I don't know. I still think it's the first time.
How many times would it happen? Okay.
Yeah, she was a virgin. Because she was really mad. She met Sandler.
No, she's. This is the first time she's been with a married man.
Okay.
I think.
On purpose or by mistake?
Yes, on purpose or by mistake.
What was she doing before?
Non-married men?
Or women.
Or women.
Okay.
Married or otherwise?
They go to an extremely fancy restaurant. But before that, we need to fix up Uggo.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah.
Classic.
What did they even really do to her hair?
They fixed it, Justin.
They made it not stinky?
They combed it.
Did she wear glasses in the second half of the movie?
No. First
she wore sunglasses.
Yeah.
Would she get contacts?
Yes. Probably. Must have put contacts. Rich people get contacts.
They kept making fun of the fact that apparently she used to have buck teeth.
In high school, but she got those fixed way before this movie.
Yeah.
That's not something they fix up in the montage.
No, but it's something that they, like...
We go to the shoe store.
They break it up a lot.
Yeah, because you gotta be able to laugh at yourself, how hideous you were. Even if it's not real.
You have to keep being reminded that she used to be not attractive.
It's like virtual humility. It's like, I was the ugly duckling in high school too. And you're like, yeah, sure you were Jennifer Aniston. Sure you were Adam Sandler.
I bet Adam Sandler wasn't attractive.
I think he was super buff in high school.
You think?
Oh, from what I've seen of like early SNL. Pro? Yeah. From what I've seen over early SNL, I think he was probably the funny kid in your high school who got in some trouble, but overall everyone liked.
Probably.
Which you think he was still Sandler in high
school? Oh, 100%!
He's fucking around joking.
Yes, he's always been Sandler. Yeah, I think he even had a Sandlot. Like a proto in high school.
I wonder if it's like
senior... Do you think it's the same ones?
Some of them, maybe.
You think it's senior?
He's known Rob Schneider since they were 8.
I think you can find his senior yearbook.
I wonder what did he put in his senior yearbook?
Ooh, right?
Gobbity goobity.
What? You type in on a keyboard in somebody's yearbook?
Yeah.
You think he's on yearbook committee? You think Sandler took time after school to edit the yearbook pages?
No.
I would have liked to have seen that, though. Like, it would have just been a madhouse.
It just puts him and all the girls around him. And
yeah. Every photo, every page. King of high school. So, the lies have begun.
Adams, were you the only boy at an all-girls school?
If you look close, I play all the girls too, buddy. The lies have begun. Jennifer Aniston's in because she got a new wardrobe, a bunch of new shoes.
And a free trip to Hawaii eventually.
Not yet. But yes. At the dinner, she starts making a decision that all the characters make eventually that really throws me off. Sandler is hiring you to make him look good.
Yeah, they all decide to make him be bad.
They all turn on him. And I don't know if it's their plan to milk him of more stuff, but the lying starts right away. That's implicit when getting hired by Sandler. You're going to be lying for him.
Immediately, all he hires you for is to lie.
His ex-wife, quote-unquote, is giving him a hard time, which she's hired to do. Josh, I like how you were like, she doesn't have the acting chops to do this. She's just a receptionist. And that means she's a great actor. The fact that she fooled you in the first part and then pulled that out.
Except she immediately also makes the bad decision to answer her phone.
Oh my god.
And when she answers it and realizes it is her kids, she doesn't get in the taxi or walk 2 feet the direction.
The limo she rented on Adam Sandler's dime.
She proceeds to just have the conversation out loud in front, despite knowing that they're in a lie fest.
Possibly ruining the movie. But no.
No. The movie wouldn't have happened.
Because his date is still like, you didn't tell me you had kids when you didn't tell me you had a wife. Kids. I love kids. Let's meet them.
And she has to come too.
Well, first off, I thought she was going to meet him in the Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Brand placement out the ass.
We have to convince the kids, though.
We have to convince the kids. And it's like this mafia deal at a Pizza Hut. The little boy is acting, but the little girl is overacting. And good. Get it all out of your system at this age.
She fakes a British accent.
The whole movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny.
The whole thing is that she's supposed to be overacting, though. Because the kid wants to be an actor.
It's kind of meta, right? Mm-hmm. So, they meet at the pizza place. He gets the girl to eat, which no one can do. She just doesn't eat. Even stuffed crust pizza.
I mean, I work with a lot of kids who don't eat anything.
Sure.
Besides, like, one or two things.
Yeah. Put some stuffed crust pizza in front of me, though.
Pizza and stuffed crust pizza.
I mean, I imagine it's this stuff from the 90s, because this is nostalgia. Nobody's going to Pizza Hut anymore.
Better Pizza Hut in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to a Pizza Hut in decades.
They don't have the mood lighting or the arcade games or any of that anymore.
Or, you know, the glass light fixtures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The buffet.
The buffet. Some of them still have the buffet. The
buffet was good. Ooh,
you got to go to small town America to find the Pizza Hut buffet. I heard somewhere they're thinking about bringing the Wendy's salad bar back, which is pretty incredible after COVID to bring a salad bar back. You maybe just have no salad bars. I don't know. Or buffets? Are buffets still a thing?
Yeah. There are still buffets out there.
I haven't been to one in many, many years.
There's only like two in town.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Outside of the casinos, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're still the thing at casinos. Last time I went to Vegas, they were outrageously priced, which I guess...
I've heard there's some good buffets in Vegas, though.
That they're known for it. That's why I looked them up. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why this whole movie.
The whole time we're just sitting here, like, glowering at Justin.
Every time we would ask why, the movie would buffer.
Yeah, eventually we're like, you have to stop asking why. It's going to take forever for this to finish.
Just every time they decide to lie and, like, deep lie, there is, like, no reason to.
Yeah.
Like I said, at any point, they could just stop lying and the movie would end. And, like, it wouldn't be a disaster. Like, she would leave, and that would be it.
She runs into...
The kid, first, the kids agree to meet.
And then they proceed to be horrible.
And they do the thing where they're horrible. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Daddy, you never have any time for us. and this real shit is bleeding through with the kids. Where because their dad is an absentee father, and that's coming through, and it's making Sandler look really bad.
My dad broke his promise to take me to Hawaii and swim with the dolphins.
Yeah.
Because he met you.
Real
like 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, no, that's not what happened.
That doesn't even make sense.
We're gonna like Brady Bunch this shit, and I'm gonna bring my ex-wife, who's not my ex-wife, and my not kids, and my
best friend, brother.
My best friend, brother, who's a German man who I don't know, he's playing. And then I'm going to bring my new girlfriend, who I've never gone on a single date with.
And I'm going to spend a lot of time with her.
Jennifer Aniston is in at least 2 movies where she pretends to be married to someone and hijinks ensue.
What are they that you can remember?
There's this one and...
I thought you meant 2 others, but yeah, what's the other one?
It was her and... I believe Jason Sudeikis. Ted Laszlo himself.
Really?
Yeah, We're the Millers.
Oh, okay. I've seen that one. Real rememberable. Have you seen that one, Josh?
No.
That's a whole fake family.
It's a fake family. I think they're all criminals.
And Parasite's also a fake family.
It is, but this is the comedy version. And Sandler's not in it. I'd say it's not as good as Parasite.
Not as good as Parasite.
But better than tonight's movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's still quoted online. I see memes from it all the time.
That you guys get paid? That meme?
Yeah. And Jason Sudeikis, way better leading man than Sandler. Oh, wow. So, they're all going to Hawaii on Sandler's dime because this kid... faked
is
crying
dick.
About it and wasn't happy with the deal they made.
Which was like a PlayStation and a bunch of games.
A PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
At the time, brand new. Pretty good deal.
And like $300 to the girl.
And 3-week acting course. Classes. Pretty sweet. But no, they decide to double down. And they're like, well, we already know you're a terrible person, Adam Sandler. Do you think the mom coaxed them into this?
I don't think so.
No, the kids are just, they know that they...
Because she's doing the same thing at the store. She's like, I'll take 5 pairs of these shoes, 1 in each color. And it's like, okay, yeah, sure, he's your boss. Take him for all he's worth. I don't think she coached the kid through the Hawaii thing. That is outrageous. No one would go for it.
He was talking about wanting to do the Hawaii thing for the entire movie.
And not only do they go to Hawaii, they go to the most expensive place.
And only the suites are left.
And only the
presidential
suites.
Mm-hmm. The top 2, so it's $20,000 a night.
Yeah, combined.
Yeah, and we don't know how long they're there. There's no, like, real time pass.
They're there for, like, a week.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And he's okay with it. He's not like, I'm gonna be ruined.
Yeah, he doesn't even sweat. He's just like, fine.
Yeah, put it on this card.
Yeah. I imagine plastic surgery makes a lot of money.
Famously. It's like one of the TV show jobs that they give every rich character.
And he's so detached from reality now that money is not a thing to him. He's not a real person anymore.
We don't get to see his house.
We do. The party's at his house that they leave. He owns the beach house.
Okay.
He is fantastically rich. Outrageously. So they go to like a 5-star resort in Hawaii. He's paying for 2 luxury suites and more lies ensue.
And then Palmer decides to just book them for like a big trip thing.
Oh, the first day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, we're getting up at the crack of dawn. We're all going hiking in the rainforest.
Yeah, she pissed off the whole family with this one.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I signed us up for a morning hike. We're going to look at the sunrise at this...
Listen, I got a bit of jet lag. I just flew 12 hours across the ocean. Maybe don't wrangle me into your morning jungle hike.
The jungle hike,
by the way, looked like a walk through a botanical garden. It was so curated. I don't think they left the resort once in this movie.
Probably.
There's like a shanty town grill they go to where it's like the authentic local cuisine.
You know who wasn't in that scene?
Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider wasn't doing brown face.
He wasn't.
He's doing sheep face.
That was Schneider.
Yeah, he was the sheep. Yeah.
They CGI'd him out. Like, he was the, what's his name from Lord of the Rings? Andy Sudeikis?
Yeah.
He was that guy of the sheep.
Andy Sudeikis.
Andy Serkis?
I think so.
Jason Sudeikis is what you just said. Yeah. Andy Serkis is the one who does all the mocap stuff for the Apes movies and Hobbit. Ugh. I bet that, though, the local restaurant was built on the resort, just because they never wanted to leave. It's like a
themed restaurant?
Or, no, they just built it for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, throw some things together.
This is not a good movie, huh?
Not at all.
Usually not, but this one in particular.
Yeah.
Not very good.
Josh always says, it's like the opposite of a black and white. We tell you a Sandler movie's coming, and you're like, surely we're through the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared anymore, you say.
I said that at the start of this recording.
And?
It's possibly...
Well, we came to the end of my list.
Possibly the worst we've seen.
He said it. Possibly the worst we've
seen. Yeah, the end of your list. Guess what's up next? More fucking sick.
And they don't come in any sort of order of goodness to badness. They're just chronological.
I'm shocked at how... nonsensical. It's not bad because of the acting or the situation. It's bad because of the decisions. Like, they could have made this work.
Yeah.
Just lie better.
Lie better.
Do one big lie and then have to get... Don't do a bunch of little lies that don't make any sense.
Yeah, a lot of these lies don't make any sense.
By the way, we're getting married tomorrow.
Oh my god,
right? And then doing her, like, tying him into a lie...
Okay, so friend, Nicole Kidman comes
Nicole
up.
Kidman.
Yeah, the friend comes along, and then the friend is dating the other friend, and then...
Who, by the way,
married.
Reminiscent of Grown Ups, best scene in this movie was whenever Nicole Kidman and Jennifer Aniston were just talking to each other.
Oh, yeah, when they went...
you mean the part where Sandler teleports?
Whenever they were just, like, talking about...
Oh, shit.
They were just, like, talking about how they were both lying to each other.
Yeah. And then Sandler teleports in, like,
and then
Gabadagoo, I'm behind you.
They pan 6 inches to the right.
Nicole
just Kidman sitting there.
Even acted like he just appeared. She's like, oh, you're here.
That was a little later, but oh my god. The first time they meet Nicole Kidman, her and Jennifer Aniston went to college together, so they're trying to show off, because Nicole Kidman, guess who's back? Dave Matthews. I almost said Dave Matthews Band, but the whole band isn't in this.
Yeah, just Dave Matthews.
He must be friends with fucking Sandler. I don't
know. Probably.
But in this, he says he's the guy who invented the iPhone. Or
the iPod.
Sure. Him and Nicole Kidman are fantastically wealthy, like everyone else
really
in this.
Really pretentious, though.
And... Yeah, and so that's why Aniston lies. She's like, well, I'm married to a doctor. So now Sandler's in another layer of lies. They're still married, according to Nicole Kidman. So they have to put that up, and it becomes a whole web of lies that... You're right, Josh, this could have been done so much better. You could have had, like, really funny coincidences. No
yeah,
one
sure.
ever
I
would have
been
in.
Fine with stupid coincidences.
No one ever walks in, and there's no tension, like... Why were you kissing your ex-wife from the new girlfriend?
The scene where they go on the I want to meet your ex date?
Yeah.
The kids could have just walked through scene.
Yep.
And that would have been fine.
There's
the
no...
nanny, like, loses track of her in this mall or wherever the fuck they're at, and she sees the kid, and the wife instantly goes, oh, my kids, because they're right there. Sure, I would buy that.
There's one scene where they're in the hotel hallway, and they're talking, and they're like, oh, I think we have feelings for each other.
And the,
like,
kids catch them, not the
not
one,
the girlfriend.
Not the girl.
And you're like, there are so
what
many
are you
opportunities
doing?
For drama.
But then even the girlfriend was like, I think he still has feelings for you, Jennifer.
And it's
you
totally
guys have hung
okay.
out the whole time.
Do you both, you want to fuck him together?
Sandler's like, and then they did. And Aniston's like, listen, I'll be in your stupid fucking movie because I'm getting a paycheck.
He keeps
but
trying.
But that shit is not happening. Yeah,
every
day.
Other scene
I came
like,
in with some
what about
rewrites. Sandler. I will stick the leaves to your head if you do it one more day in a row. Gabba-da-gooba-da, okay.
What about if it's me, ka-chunk, you, ka-chunk. And Nicole Kidman?
And the new girlfriend. Yeah.
He's like always plays, oh, I was just joking.
Yeah.
Just seeing if you'd laugh.
That would be highly inappropriate for a workplace environment. I was just testing you to see if, why would you want to sleep with me, Jennifer Aniston? HR, help me. Like, he's just that obnoxious in real life, too. It makes sense, because that's what he thinks it's like to be a doctor. He thinks you just make banter, like, inappropriately at the workplace. Ugh. He's so cocky and so full of himself and so okay lying to everyone in this.
Except for her.
He's never lied.
He's never lied to her. Never. I lie, hey, you. Yeah. Just know, I lie to everybody else in the world. You've seen it.
Yeah.
How much I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
To everybody else in the world.
You hired me to lie.
But you.
Yeah.
Specifically. I don't like
it. I kind of wish she said it back.
I trust you.
I want her to say it back. Like, I've also lied to everyone else except for you, Adam Sandler.
I'm a pathological liar. I don't even have a degree.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, we're made for
each
other.
And she's like, I'm a pathological liar too. Those aren't my kids either. I hired them.
You can hire anything online these days.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be good. And near the end of the movie,
they were conning him.
You find out they were, like, lying for other reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those aren't my kids.
They're her niece and nephew or whatever.
And I had to come to, like, dig up the gold. Like, it's really zany.
It kind of does. That could have been Nick Schwartzman. Because he has to come on the trip because...
He doesn't have to come on the trip. He made himself.
He has to. Because he sent a dick pic to some girl. And her new boyfriend is a UFC fighter.
Yeah, I feel like he should just face those consequences.
That's why.
He gets
why
to do a funny German accent the whole movie.
The whole movie.
So, yeah, funny German accent and funny British accent the whole movie.
You know, Sandler could be a better guy in this.
Could he?
Because we get to the spot where they're swimming in the waterfalls. And everyone's gawking at how beautiful the women are, just like in Grown Ups with the daughters. It was very similar. Everyone's just standing back and being like, "Ho ho! You smuggle those pillows out of the hotel."
They didn't get the funny chair looking thing.
No, no.
They didn't make a joke out of it.
That's okay. We don't need that in every movie. But then Jennifer Aniston like strips down to her bikini, and everyone's like,
"She's also
oh,
hot.
Jennifer
Wait,
Aniston.
She's attractive.
She's like a sleeper hottie. No, she doesn't even show it. Yeah,
Jennifer Aniston, really? No,
couldn't Who tell until guessed for wearing it? That swimsuit.
And the kid is like, "Hey, I can't swim, even though I brought us to Hawaii." To swim with the dolphins, and Sandler's like, "Yeah, but your mom's so fucking hot."
Here's
Let's
the
go.
I'll teach
and
you
the kid swim. And the kid is like,
"Oh, I want someone to teach me to swim."
And then the kid, he makes a joke because she always talks about how she doesn't exercise; she just takes the stairs.
Oh yeah.
And then he says, "I need to take the stairs more often."
And the daughter.
And the kid, no, the son says, "Don't buy son? That no. line." She goes, she takes spin classes like they're M&Ms.
Oh, God. So she's addicted to working out. Yeah. That's the only way you can look good, people. Don't hold yourself to high standards. I mean, don't.
Don't.
But also, just you don't have to be a god to look how you want to look. Like, be happy with yourself. You don't have to go to spin class every day. You can have some M&Ms, too. Oh, yeah. I hate it. I suffered through so much of this movie. One point I looked over at Josh and was like, there's still one half of it to go. And you're like, don't pull that shit like last week. And I was like, no. And I moved the mouse and there's still a half of it to go. And I saw your heart break.
This was long and it felt longer.
Even worse than that was later on when you paused it again.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God. Those last three scenes that we just sat through were 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It was like the swimming scene.
Yep.
The scene before, scene after it was, which where nothing happened, was like 15 minutes. It was insane. This is like the only movie can think of in recent memory are all three of us were constantly just like, what?
Yeah.
Like every 5 seconds. Even Justin, who has seen this movie,
yeah,
was shocked at some of the stuff they were doing.
Oh, it was painful. They're literally just following around some people at a private resort having a vacation.
Then just do that. Make a movie. And like, we're going to follow this hot girl private resort. That would have been better.
Yeah. That would have been one of your documentaries. And she could have been like, I'm hot, but what else is there to life?
Like my, that
my restaurant is failing.
That could be a Sandler movie, right? He wants this girl. He doesn't know how to talk to her, so he just creepily stalks her for 2 hours.
So, what is the new girlfriend's name?
Palmer.
Palmer.
What does Palmer do for a living?
Teacher.
Right, okay. Those are the only two things we know about her.
We have no scene where Sandler talks to her. He has sex with her.
Yeah.
They cut. And then he goes to her
school. We see her in a bikini multiple times.
Yeah.
Even when they're here. They're not together because Sandler's going to cover for all of his lies.
So he has to spend more time with the kids.
Yeah. And the secretary.
Oh, she loves kids.
She loves kids because she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She keeps, making sure that he spends more time with the kids.
Yeah.
How did she get invited to Sandler's party?
A friend of a friend?
Oh, yeah, who knows?
There were a lot of people there, and she's beautiful, so she might be, like, a teacher model? She is a teacher. She's way too hot. Like, I'm not saying hot people can't be teachers. I'm saying the scene we saw her teaching, way too hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, her tight top, and then, like, tits out, little schoolgirl top. I'm like, Sandler picked this outfit.
Yeah.
No, it was like a Halloween costume of a sexy Catholic teacher. It was not something she would be wearing in an elementary school classroom.
And we're back at that scene. There was like the kid who was like calling him a fornicator.
Yeah,
that's like one-off joke with this creepy kid.
And then he points it out, and then he points out why it's funny, and then it happens again.
Yeah, it happens through the window when they leave. Yeah. Kid doesn't follow them to Hawaii. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Like, his parents also happen to go, hey, and there would be some scenes where he looks over and the kid's, like, pointing at him.
Yeah. I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah. Building up some sort of continuity. I think the biggest missed opportunities...
this movie.
Not killing Adam Sandler in this movie.
I think it's any amount of tension where Jennifer Aniston are having... like, they do have some genuine chemistry.
Yeah,
this is the first movie in a while I've seen Adam Sandler have genuine chemistry with the love interest.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a scene with genuine chemistry and it made the other girl upset, like she was watching from afar, or if Sandler was talking to the other girl and Aniston's like watching him and like, oh wow, I'm starting to have feelings. That doesn't happen until they both kind of have feelings for each other.
Yeah, that doesn't happen until...
because there's the hula, the rich white lady hula dance.
Until he teaches her son how to swim. That's whenever she's like, I love this guy.
Because she's watching him in the pool.
Mm.
And they're all still lying. They solve one bit of lying by shoving the new girl into the pool and holding her head underwater.
Oh, yeah. Until she almost drowns her. And then they like lie to her saying that he's like initiating her. And
it's a German thing.
A German thing? I don't know.
Josh?
Would you recommend this movie?
No. I would recommend it less than most of the movies we've seen, maybe all of them.
Really?
I don't...
Do you not remember the first one we did?
There are worse Sam
movies, I think that was better,
but this is like something I can't abide by, right?
Yeah.
It's like how I don't like movies that are boring more than I don't movies that are... like, bad.
Are you glad it didn't stick with the original premise of just making fun of people's deformities?
Because
that was, like, the first 15 minutes of this movie.
Yeah.
That could have worked if Sandler had ended up getting deformity.
Oh, his nose came back?
Like, he gets in a car accident or something.
Sir, you were in a horrible car accident, your nose reverted to its original form.
And, like, he learns to love again after being ugly. Like, okay. Ugly Sandler.
Yeah, Ugly Sandler.
Movie.
And then
he fixes himself at the end.
It's he fixes it. We get to watch it.
Yeah, we get to watch it.
Like, in graphic
another,
detail.
Another, yeah. He's just like, I gotta do it again.
Performs rhinoplasty on himself.
And for a second time.
The whole last 45 minutes of the movie.
Would have been a better movie. This could have been a better movie.
This could have been such
so
a better
easily.
Movie. Yeah. Any amount of tension, any amount of comedy that doesn't point out that it's comedy and then explain why it's comedy and then have
how
it happen
do you
again.
Fuck it up this bad.
Oh,
Sandler's written, what, 30 movies at this point?
Yeah.
That all have more plausible plots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to lie to a girl I slept with once who I'd like to date that my assistant at work is my ex-wife. These are our kids, and we're getting married within a week of meeting each other.
Uh-huh.
In Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And you think this is a movie that you should make? Why? Like, who needs this? Does it have a sequel, Justin?
No.
That's good.
There are people out there with, like, you know, OkCupid profiles or that are honestly saying that I love Just Go With It.
Sure.
Just Go With It is my favorite Sandler movie. I'm going to quote three lines from Just Go With It.
Maybe.
Sure.
Those people need to listen to you seeing. If you know someone, it's like Unsolved Mysteries. If you know someone that seriously likes this movie, have them watch it again.
There's like dramatic.
Yeah, put the Unsolved Mysteries music over there. Contact our producers.
Immediately. They are a danger to themselves and others.
I'll give you the other Adam Sandler movies. I'll give Nikki, I'll give you Waterboy.
Sure.
I will believe that people think those are funny.
Yeah. But not this.
I love how at the time you were like, this is comedy. Yeah. And we've reached a point where he is so self-indulgent and up his own ass. That he's just like, me being in a scene is funny. And you can see it on the golf course scene with the kids.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we're having fun. I'm going to turn the camera on and you laugh.
We're
like,
not having
I just
actual
said the
fun,
shit in the
fake
world
fun.
Because it's me.
That's how he directs.
And I saw a look through the lens. I saw the demon running the show in that moment. And the kids are like, why can't we just have real fun? And I'm like, yeah, Justin. Why can't we just have real fun? Justin, would you recommend this movie?
No.
Why did you see this? What was your first experience with it? Because funny people and grown-ups had already happened.
I didn't see this in theaters.
Have you seen any of your list in theaters at this point? The funny
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I saw Grown Ups in theaters.
Ooh, okay. But not this one.
Not this one.
Would you have recommended this at the time?
No.
What's your history with this? Like, why did you see it?
Because it was an Adam Sandler movie.
You weren't off the train? You're still not off the train.
I am. I haven't watched a whole lot of his newer movies.
But at this point, you were still
at
on.
At this point, I was still. I was like. These last ones have not been great.
Yeah.
But
what movie did you fall off the Sandler tree?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'll remember eventually. Give us a couple years.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
I can't wait to hear what your final straw was, where you were like, no more!
Jack
like,
and Jill.
Nah,
you saw that?
Anymore.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's one I'm looking forward
I
to.
I remember you keep worrying yeah. about that one.
Yeah. It's like an iceberg on
is
the horizon.
Is it just like Grimm's Fairy Tales? Please tell me it's just Grimm's Fairy Tales, but with Sandler.
I like that pitch, so keep oh, thinking
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll remember that for a year.
It's on the horizon. It's an iceberg ready to
oh,
sink
it,
our ship.
What is, before we get to Austin's recommend.
No, I wouldn't recommend it. Boom, spoiled. Fuck you.
What are the next three beaches?
Yeah, what are the next three you have in store for us?
Sure.
The summer of Sandler rolls on. We're still at the beach.
Well, first up,
yeah.
is
Utopia left.
Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, this iceberg's a little closer than I thought.
Then.
Sound the alarms.
Then.
Yeah.
That's My Boy.
Okay, seen it.
Then.
Yeah.
Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
Ooh, wow, already. Shit.
Shit.
We're almost to Uncut Gems Land, maybe.
Almost to Uncut Gems Land.
That's My Boy. That's the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Is Sandler the boy? Does he have
no spoilers, Justin. No spoilers.
He has a boy. He did Mr. D.
That's My Boy.
He has the boy.
You don't think they're going to mix it up?
No, he is not the boy.
What if he plays his own boy?
No.
I'm My Boy!
It would be a better move. I think if Sandler is like the kid, like his grandpa's in the movie or his dad's in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And he's still like baby it or whatever and he's like 30.
Justin, I'll give him this. One of these movies coming up, he plays more than one people.
Mm-hmm.
Does he play the Polar Express people?
He plays more than one person.
In the same scene?
Yes.
Good. Cool. Great. I'm excited.
Okay. I would not recommend this movie. This
Why
was
would you
painful to watch. I was not a fan of Friends growing up. I still have a hard time watching it. I find it unbelievable and not that funny. I don't like the Friends that much.
Yeah, I've liked a couple episodes I've seen.
Yeah.
Haven't seen a lot.
If I'm going to put something on in the background, it's going to be like probably something... like Always Sunny or Seinfeld, something a little meaner probably than Friends. It was
my problem with Friends is it's not that it's not mean, because they are mean.
They are.
It's just that they're not portrayed as mean.
Yeah.
So they're mean, but they're also like, oh, we're so nice and we're so good.
I also saw an episode that ended with one of them like looking out a window very wistfully and it was raining and like a really sappy song playing and it wasn't for comedy. And I was like, no, don't
it must
want
have
this.
Been like a season finale.
It was way too much for like a comedy Friends episode. I was like, nope, don't need this in my comedy. You would never see anybody in any other show being like, and you care about this character. Because they knew, the people writing Friends knew people cared about those fucking Friends.
So they did.
They were invested in them.
People loved the Friends.
Yeah.
They were the highest paid actors at the time.
So, saying
how much
that,
money did this movie make?
Yeah, saying that though first, I don't like seeing the people in this who are actual actors like Jennifer Aniston and Nicole Kidman sink to this level. It's like
we you don't said, like the idea of them getting a free Sandler vacation.
No, no,
you don't
I don't
they
like
deserve
them.
It.
I think they deserve it, but I don't think it should be on film. I don't okay. think it's funny.
Do you think Sandler takes people on vacation? And doesn't film it?
No. He's like, you came now one day out of the week. We have to shoot your scene. Now pretend I was funny. Go.
So here's the tagline.
Oh.
Just go with it?
Nope.
Just go with it. Its tagline is...
Sometimes a guy's best wingman is a wing woman.
She was a terrible wingman.
Yeah, they were all bad.
Very
we were
bad.
All bad.
Kids were bad. Any other taglines?
Nope.
What it. About the money?
The money.
Oh my god.
The money.
It cost
$5.
It cost $80 million.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
They had to rent all of Hawaii.
I'm doing your bullshit nonchalant thing. Uh huh. No, this makes sense because this isn't. Hey, Justin, remember how much Grown Ups cost for a fucking cabin?
That's why they did Grown Ups, so they could
75
save
mil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Same cast, though.
Not even close.
Less.
They paid those people way less, because they're under the thumb of Sandler.
What are you talking about?
In Grown Ups. They paid some of them more, but most of them they got for dirt cheap, because they all work for Sandler. This movie...
How much money did it make?
Chris Rock, it's not dirt cheap.
Box office.
I said some of them.
It... 103 million. Gross.
So not a big success.
Yeah, you're right, gross.
214 million worldwide.
Yeah, big hit.
So it made money.
This is not his only movie with Jennifer Aniston
it's
at
not.
This point. They've made a couple on Netflix that we sadly won't get to do because they're Netflix movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Murder Mystery and Murder Mystery 2.
Sequels. The next one has... That sounds more interesting, right? Murder Mystery?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, what a
they're
bland...
They're both in Hawaii.
Oh, God. What a bland name, though.
Hawaii.
What do you want to call your murder mystery?
Murder mystery.
Fuck you, Sandler.
That's why it's genius, right? Because no one's called anything that. Yet.
They have, though. If you looked up the name murder mystery, I bet there was a movie from the 60s, the 70s, yeah. the 80s.
Just like everybody who's like, I'm going to name my dog Dog.
We gotta do the list where we watch the movies that are titled after other movies we've seen.
Oh, but like aren't the same movie.
Like Nothing But Trouble, but it's the Laurel and Hardy one.
The Avengers.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I bet Josh has no idea what he's getting into with that one. No. Ooh. Ooh, my. Oh, wow. So... Yeah, no
summer's
recommends.
Over for now.
Summer's over
we
until
get,
your
we
next
get one
list.
Week break, winter break.
Yeah, is it time to go back to Amazeballs?
We get to go to Zootopia.
Yeah, maybe we'll go back next to an Amazeballs list after this.
We could.
Let us know. Amazeballs is another show we put out on our channel on podcast.com, as well as Have You Seen This One? And What About Wrestling? Where our only fan Nick and Justin and a guest talk about different pay-per-view wrestling events. Check them out on podcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out on Facebook at FapCheck, YouTube at FapCheck, Have You Seen Podcast on Instagram, and send us something to read at FapCheck@gmail.com. Pull that up real quick, Justin. Let's see if we have anything for the Josh
Is this
fans
a bit
read.
Now? We check it every week.
We check it every week.
We used to have better bits. Like the ratings bit.
We have a 6 out of 5 stars on podcast.com right now. I'm not kidding.
How many votes?
I don't know how it happened. We have 6 out of 5 stars.
Oh, what it six
says.
Out of five.
I don't know how it happened.
Huh.
But that's we have a great rating right now.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. You somehow added a bonus star to our content.
Maybe Sandler checked us out and gave us the extra star.
He has that power. He can pay for that extra star.
Yeah, no.
I still think Sandler's cool in real life.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
That's fine.
Just advertisements?
Just advertisements and notes.
What do you mean notes?
Like notes from that we took ourselves.
Oh, I thought you said people were sending in notes, and I was like, well, shit, have you been holding out on us?
Yeah, you were asking for letters, not notes.
Yeah, we have a whole episode where I just read notes.
In episode 2017-3, you mispronounced someone's... It's like really in-depth notes for you,
You
Josh.
Said you didn't like The Sandlot, so I am declaring you my enemy for
yeah.
life.
0 out of 10, unlistenable. If you'd like to be that person, we will read your letter on air. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey, have you guys seen...